out of the program.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
The next few days, when these bills come to a vote, will mark a turning point in this nation's history. We will choose. The issue is, will we choose democracy over autocracy, light over shadows, justice over injustice? I know where I stand. I will not yield. I will not flinch. I will defend the right to vote, our democracy against all enemies, foreign and, yes, domestic. And the question is, where will the institution of the United States Senate stand? Every senator, Democrat, Republican, and independent, will have to declare where they stand. Not just for the moment, but for the ages. Will you stand against voter suppression? Yes or no? That's the question they'll answer. Will you stand against election subversion? Yes or no? Will you stand for democracy? Yes or no? And here's one thing every senator, every American should remember. History has never been kind to those who've sided with voter suppression over voters' rights. And it would be even less kind for those who side with election subversion. So I ask every elected official in America, how do you want to be remembered? At consequential moments in history, they present a choice. Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor? Do you want to be on the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis? This is the moment to decide.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that sound. I have no idea why it was so muffled. But that was from yesterday, obviously. And this has caused an enormous amount of eruptions of old white men in the Senate, which is just disgusting. I mean, the whole thing, the old white man. I had to do it last night. It was his birthday. Yes. If I would have known that I was going to have to sleep with a 68-year-old man anytime in my life, I would have done it when I was 20 and I'd be very wealthy right now. But I did not realize. Anyway, the eruptions of the old white men in the Senate, it's on, it's happening. I cannot believe the nerve of Mitch McConnell, who got on the floor. Listen, started last night with Mitt. Mitt got on the floor and said, we love the filibuster. The filibuster is what gives the minority power. But the idea in a democracy, a representative republic, is that the minority is the freaking minority, is what it is. But anyway, it started last night and then it proceeded into the day today. Mitch McConnell literally took to the Senate floor to say that he didn't recognize Joe Biden. He didn't know who that man was. Why in the world would Joe Biden say things so unbecoming of a president? Seriously, dude, you're gonna lecture us on what is becoming from a president when you supported Donald Trump for 6 years? It's nauseating, but this is what he said today. It's really vile.
12 months ago, the president said that politics need not be a raging fire, destroying everything in its path. That was just 12 months ago. But yesterday, he poured a giant can of gasoline on the fire. 12 months ago, the president said every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. But yesterday, he said anyone who opposes smashing the Senate and letting Democrats rewrite election law is a domestic enemy, and listen to this, a traitor like Jefferson Davis. 1 week ago, President Biden gave a January 6th lecture about not stoking political violence. 1 week ago. Yesterday, with the world's largest megaphone, he invoked the literal civil war and said we are on the doorstep of autocracy, talked about domestic enemies, rhetoric unbecoming of a president of the United States.
Shut up, Mitch. You're the one that literally has smashed the Senate. You're the one. You know, if there was any seat, any office, anything at all, any legislation, any procedure, any parliamentarian use of the filibuster, it should be for preventing the majority. And listen to how ridiculous it's preventing the majority from unilaterally seating for the lifetime of a person three Supreme Court justices, which is what Mitch McConnell did. He got rid of the filibuster because of the, you know, camaraderie and the level of influence that the Supreme Court has on all Americans' lives, all of us. In fact, right now they're mulling over whether or not we should be mandating people get vaccinated before they go into their crowded cubicle workplace. I mean, it's just so unbelievable. But he's literally saying that the Democrats smashed and broke the Senate, or were about to smash and break the Senate, because we want to carve out from the filibuster rule constitutionally protected voting rights and give Congress just this little tiny modicum of oversight over our elections, when clearly this last election, everything that could be done, everything that it could be done illegally, legally, extra legally, I mean, just bizarre stuff, violently, was done to overthrow the results of a free and fair election. I mean, this is a man who invented a rule. Remember, it's Mitch McConnell you're listening to, okay? He invented a rule when Obama was president that simply said that he wasn't going to even have a hearing, let alone a vote for confirmation, wasn't even going to include the president of the United States nominee for the Supreme Court, Merrick Garland, right? He wasn't even going to entertain Merrick Garland for a hearing. He wasn't going to invite him to the Hill. He wasn't going to ask him to. He invented rules that don't exist based on the fact that he was in the majority and could. And through trickery and chicanery and sleight of hand and misdirection, he invented a rule and prevented Barack Obama from seating or even having a hearing to consider the president of the United States Supreme Court nominee. And then as soon as Donald Trump became president, Mitch McConnell literally did the nuclear option, took away the filibuster rule, carved out Supreme Court nominees from the filibuster rule. What we're talking about here are constitutionally protected rights that Americans currently think they enjoy. The right to vote, which, by the way, by a bare majority in 19 states, are being taken away from the people who live in those 19 states just by a majority vote in those states. So Mitch McConnell is the person who smashed the Senate. Mitch McConnell is the person who smashed the Supreme Court. And he has the nerve to stand on the Senate floor and say that somehow Joe Biden's speech yesterday sought to smash the Senate because we're asking for them to carve out constitutionally protected rights like voting rights from having to need a supermajority. You know what's really unbecoming? Is that you have a Republican Senate all in lockstep against voting rights. That's unbecoming of a senator. That's unbecoming of the club that is the U.S. Senate. That's the sick and twisted part about it. So comparing you to a bigot? Yes. Yes, that's accurate.
Clear for takeoff.
Randy Rhoads Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhoads.com.
I know you love my clothes. I hear from you all the time. So I'm going to share something that you don't know. I am wearing the most comfortable dress pant, yoga pants that you have ever seen in your life. These are the pants you need. They don't sacrifice style, polish, or your personality, but they come in denim. They are heavenly. They are comfortable. They are flexible, but they look like polished dress pants. So, and they have pockets, they're boot cut, joggers, crop, skinny, and a whole lot more. And if you don't love them, there's a 110% money back guarantee, so that when you return them, you get 10% more than you spent, so you can continue to shop to find the perfect ones for you. It's called Beta Brand, B-E-T-A Brand, right? It's unbelievably great stuff. BETABrand.com/Randy is the URL you're going to use, because you can get 30% off right now. And that supports our show. So find out why we buy 5 different pairs of these pants. Just visit BETABrand.com/Randy for 30% off. Enjoy.